This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Washington reaffirmed its warning Sunday that Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz prepared to visit both countries in a bid to head off a crisis that Berlin said had reached a critical point. Kiev also scrambled to keep its airspace open after KLM became the first major airline to suspend its operation because of the threats posed by Russian troops conducting military drills across Ukrainian frontiers. Western countries are winding down their diplomatic missions and urging their citizens to leave immediately after a frantic week of diplomacy failed to calm one of the most explosive standoffs since the Cold War. U.S. President Joe Biden briefed Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky about his hour-long phone conversation with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The White House said there had been no breakthrough during Saturday's talks with the Kremlin chief. Canadian police cleared protesters and vehicles that had blocked a vital trade route on the border with the United States, making some arrests. The officers moved in after a tense standoff between Canadian police and demonstrators since Friday, when a court order and threats of arrest failed to end the blockade of the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor, Ontario, which entered its sixth day Sunday. The White House praised what it said was Canada's decisive law enforcement efforts to end blockades at the U.S. border crossings. U.S. and Canadian officials had discussed the damage created by the protest and, quote, the imperative of taking swift, strong action and deterring future blockades, end quote, according to the White House Homeland Security Advisor in a statement. Canadian officials said the bridge should reopen Sunday. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's former president Sunday called a White House order to unfreeze $3.5 billion in Afghan assets held in the U.S. for the families of 9/11 victims an atrocity against the Afghan people. Former President Hamid Karzai sought the help of Americans, particularly the families of the thousands killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks, to press President Joe Biden to rescind last week's order. During a packed news conference, he called it unjust and unfair, saying Afghans have also been victims of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. President Biden's order, signed last Friday, freed $7 billion in Afghan assets currently held in the United States to be divided between 9/11 victims and humanitarian aid to Afghans. But Karzai demanded all $7 billion be returned to Afghanistan's central bank to further its monetary policies. Iraq's Supreme Court Sunday ruled out a bid by veteran politician Hoshyar Zebari to run for president after a complaint filed against him over corruption charges. Zebari served as foreign minister for a decade after the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. The 68-year-old had already been suspended and temporarily from the contest February 6th, the eve of the scheduled presidential vote in parliament. Postponement of that vote exacerbates war-scarred Iraq's political uncertainty because the president, a largely ceremonial post, names a prime minister from the largest bloc in parliament. Months after legislative elections, the head of government still hasn't been named. Tunisia's president cemented his grip over the judiciary Sunday with a decree that lets him dismiss judges or block their promotion, helping consolidate his power after he seized executive authority last summer in a move his foes call a coup. President Kais Saied outraged his opponents and alarmed Democratic foreign allies with his announcement last week that he was dissolving the Supreme Judicial Council, a body that guaranteed judicial independence. Several thousand people took to the streets of the capital Sunday to protest against the measures. France, which holds the EU's rotating presidency, said Sunday the European Union would firmly back its fellow member Lithuania in its brewing trade war with China. The French trade minister told AFP that his counterpart's meeting felt strongly that the small Baltic nation was a victim of coercion from Beijing and would fast-track plans that could give Europe new powers to fight back. Relations between Brussels and Beijing are at a low point after a failure to ratify a long-negotiated investment deal.